This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The India-UK Free Trade Agreement has come into force from today. To celebrate the occasion, the Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry is organizing a nationwide program covering all the states and UTs. The Directorate General of Foreign Trade, in collaboration with the Gems and Jewellery Export Promotion Council and Customs Authority and other stakeholders, will organise a flag-off program at the Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport in Kolkata this afternoon, in which export consignment will be sent to United Kingdom to commemorate the initiation of India-UK Free Trade Agreement. In this regard, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has written an article in an English daily. He said the FTA will create unique opportunities for the businesses while further accelerating Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. He noted that this ambitious agreement will empower every section of society, reflecting the capabilities and aspirations of the people of India. Mr. Goyal said the agreement will benefit women, farmers, youth, MSMEs, innovators, professionals and fisherfolk, creating various opportunities. He also assured that the agreement safeguards sensitive farm products such as dairy, vegetables, apples, edible oils, oats, millets, cooking oils and others by placing them in the sensitive list, and added that no duty concessions have been granted to the UK on these items. Mr. Goyal expressed optimism that more than 75,000 Indian professionals and over 900 companies are expected to be benefited from the agreement. Industry bodies have described the India-UK Free Trade Agreement as a historic milestone in India's free trade agreement journey. Secretary General of FICCI, Anand Swarup, has said the agreement will go a long way in enhancing India's participation in the global value chains and encouraging innovation-led growth. Mr. Swarup congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the operationalization of the India-UK CETA. He said it will also help enhance the competitiveness of Indian industry. ASSOCHAM President Nirmal Kumar Minda said the agreement marks a historic milestone in India's FTA journey, bringing together two of the world's oldest democracies through a comprehensive free trade partnership. He said the agreement is expected to significantly benefit textiles, leather, marine products, gems and jewellery, engineering goods and chemicals sectors. Chairman Trade Promotion Council of India Mohit Singla said the landmark agreement opens a new chapter of opportunity for the Indian exporters. The United States has resumed the blockade of Iranian ports in response to Tehran's recent attacks on commercial ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz. During an interview with a TV news channel, U.S. President Donald Trump said that the Hormuz is open if people want to go through it, but not for Iran. Meanwhile, New Delhi says it is closely following the developments in West Asia, following the renewed escalations of tensions. Briefing media in New Delhi, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, reiterated India's call for a safe and unimpeded navigation and the flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. In a related development, Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, has launched a comprehensive Seafarer First initiative to safeguard Indian seafarers operating in the conflict-affected region. In FIFA Cup football, Spain stomped into the final, stunning France by 2-0 in the first semi-final clash at Dallas Stadium in Texas last night. In the other semi-final, defending champions Argentina will face England at Atlanta Stadium tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading over 0.5% higher in the forenoon session today. The Sensex rose 495 points to 77,550, while the Nifty gained 139 points to 24,191 when reports last came in. The Met Department has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Odisha today, while in eastern and northeastern states, including Chhattisgarh, there is a forecast for heavy to very heavy rainfall till tomorrow. Hot and humid weather conditions are expected over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, coastal Karnataka, north interior Karnataka, Punjab, Rayalaseema and Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.